experimentation.
Vision.
The next idea.
People mean very different things whenever they talk about innovation.
The goal of the next idea is to shed light on ideas about innovation, ideas that could help move Michigan forward. The latest contributor with an essay for the next idea wanted to compare and contrast innovation as seen in his adopted state in Michigan and his home country of India. In short, a cross-cultural take on innovation. Deepak Singh is a graduate of business school in India. Now he's a writer based in Ann Arbor, and his essays appear regularly on Public Radio International's The World. Good to have you with us, Deepak.
Thank you very much.
In your essay, you write about that word innovation. It's one of those words, isn't it, that can mean so much, but we use it so often that sometimes it can mean not much at all.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, especially in India, when I was in school, business school, I mean, this word, I'd heard the word before I went to business school, but I heard it so much that it sort of began to lose its meaning. I mean, it just became a word that you wrote, you know, just memorize and you throw it around to sound like what you know, you act like, you know, I'm in business school, innovation. But but then it had a deeper meaning, and later when I graduated and I realized, you know, you could change businesses around and you could not have to, like, do the business as you've been doing for generations. In India, there are businesses who don't change for generations, like five generations. They're selling the same kind of suite, the same kind of people. They're kind of stuck the way they do the business. And if somebody comes along and it's like, you know, you could change a few things. You don't have to change the entire thing because you can make a slight difference and you can attract a whole different base of customers which you didn't realize existed.
Well, then you had an extremely enlightening conversation with a local chai shop owner. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I was. This is downtown Lucknow. It's a very posh place by Lucknow standards, and a lot of rich ladies and teenagers and businessmen hang around, and they have coffees in really swank-looking shops. And there's one little rickety old chai shop, which is like a tea stall. It's like a hole-in-the-wall place, where I like to go because it was cheap and it was still in downtown. So I could just hang around there without spending hundreds of rupees. So one day, I was in business school at that time, and I thought, let me, you know, just try to coach this guy. Maybe he can make some more money. And I told him, hey, yeah, have you thought, do you know anything about innovation? He said, what's that? What does that mean? I was like, oh, it means, like, you know, you can just totally change the business, turn it around and make more money and improve, you know, on your financial status and also the way you market yourself. So he said, can you tell me more? I was like, you know, you are in a very posh place in Lucknow, but your shop kind of, you know, sticks out as very, like, you know, beat down and old and not very fashionable. So how about if you, like, you know, put in some nice sofas or cushy chairs and nice stove and serve chai instead of, like, you know, small, like, you know, chipped glasses? You can buy better crockery and raise the price from 10 rupees to 50 rupees and, like, 10 times more. You can just turn your fortune around in, like, you know, in a week. He said, you know, let me tell you one thing. I said, what is it? He said, you know, I cater to a very special group of people. I have a niche. All these drivers who bring all these rich ladies and, like, you know, they drive around rich people's kids, they are the ones who come here and have chai. Because while their ladies, their masters, their ma'ams, madams, and their bosses are shopping around in big showrooms, they cannot afford that. So they come to me for half 10 rupee chai while they're waiting around for their bosses. So, I mean, if I just change my shop around and, like, make it look like every other shop, they'll be scared. They will never come to me. They think, you know what, there's no place for them to go in this particular area. So it would be a good way for my business to get ruined. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe innovation is not always a good idea.
Or maybe don't throw the baby out with the bathwater,
yeah, exactly,
as that old saying,
yeah,
goes. I'm interested, Deepak, you have a daughter who is in school here in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And now that you're watching your daughter through her education, how does that compare to what you went through and what kids in India are encouraged to do?
When I was going to school, when I was my daughter's age, which is like 5 years old, my parents wanted me to become an engineer and focus on mathematics. And every school had this focus, you know, if you're not smart in math, you kind of, like, you know, it's embarrassing to tell people that you failed in math. And it's not, if you say, like, oh, my kid is good in arts, it's like, oh, what a loser, you know. But it was always about science and maths. and this is still true in a lot of places in India, but my daughter, I mean, America had a more, you know, growing up in India, I saw Americans excel in tennis. So why couldn't we do well and win in US Open or Wimbledon? And why Americans or other West Coast? Because they focus on other, like, sports, it's not only about education. So my daughter is now, she's going to a kindergarten where there's a focus on science, technology, engineering, arts, and maths, which is sort of like what I had seen in my days. So, but I want, I wish that America doesn't lose that, the broader sense of education, because they also have arts, they have the other perspective. It's not only about maths, it's not only about science. So they can have a broader view about socializing skills. And so that is one difference which I just saw with, mm-hmm. with my daughters.
When you go back to visit India, do you see a strong drive with people there to emigrate and head elsewhere? Or is it more the other way around? Let's try to get folks to come home to India.
When I left, it was more like about leaving India and going to America or England, Australia, places where they could speak English and not mm-hmm. have to learn the language and still do well. But now there's a new term in India being talked about. It's called reverse brain drain. So they want to bring the minds who are creating wealth in America, bring it back to India and do businesses here, invest back in India. So it is starting to change.
Deepak Singh is a writer who is based in Ann Arbor, and you can find his essay at the Next Idea link at michiganradio.org. Share your thoughts on his essay in the comments section under the essay or at Michigan Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Next Idea MI. Deepak, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.